mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen
hand. Hey, hey, hey. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Yeah, some things are just too delicious. You got to kind of share occasionally, you know. Y'all know how I feel about the de facto, right? I've heard many of the callers in over the course of the past few weeks. So you have to know what my position is on this presidential race. If I had to pick somebody in the de facto, that is, if I were a 14th Amendment citizen, if I were federally owned corporate property via adhesion after adhesion, I would have to say, if I had to pick in that arena, it'd probably be Trump. Big surprise there, right? But what you have to understand, there's a reason why every time I get myself out of this thing, they pull me back in. It's almost like I can't help it. I kind of get caught up in it too. Although I know in 1868, 11 states' delegates were forced out of the ratification process of the 14th Amendment, thus overthrowing our government, creating a new form of government. They never had the constitutional power. They were actually restricted from being able to change our or alter our form of government or change our citizenship. That being said, it's kind of funny when I watch Bush, after everything we know about the Bushes, try and run at this. I'm actually seeing something happening in the media and online. You know, sometimes I have to say I think that maybe that internet is coming back to bite them all pretty hard, because regardless of the censorship, the numbers don't lie. Well, they keep grabbing and pulling people back into this thing, huh? Well, check this out.
That has to be done in concert with the Arab nations. And if we're going to ban all Muslims, how are we going to get them to be part of a coalition to destroy ISIS? The Kurds are the greatest fighting force and our strongest allies. They're Muslim. Look, this is not a serious proposal.
Go on, Jeb.
We'll push the Muslim world, the Arab world, away from us at a time when we need to re-engage with them.
Come on, Abby Pappy.
To destroy ISIS. So, Donald, you know,
you're the same old Zionist little bitch that the Italian mafia was.
And he'd be a chaos president.
That's coming from an Italian, by the way, who's related to him.
To keep our country safe. Mr. Trump.
Jeb doesn't really believe I'm unhinged. He said that very simply because he has failed in this campaign. It's been a total disaster. Nobody cares. And frankly, I'm the most solid person up here. I built a tremendous company, and all I want to do is make America great again. I don't want our country to be taken away from us, and that's what's happening. The policies that we've suffered under other presidents have been a disaster for our country. We want to make America great again, and Jeb, in all fairness, honest, he doesn't believe that.
Look, he mentioned me. I can bring it. I can talk to him. This is the problem. Banning all Muslims will make it harder for us to do exactly what we need to do, which is to destroy ISIS. We need a strategy. We need to get the lawyers off the back of the warfighters. Right now, under President Obama, we've created this standard that is so high that it's impossible to be successful.
You're not fooling anybody, buddy.
We need to engage with the Arab world to make this happen. It is not a serious proposal to say that to the people that you're asking to for their support, that they can't even come to the country to even engage in a dialogue with us. That's not a serious proposal. We need a serious leader to deal with this.
Yeah, you need to make him an offer they can't refuse. Like another war, maybe. How about another war, Jeb? We all know that's what you want. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. I wanted to share that all with you. But now, really what I got pulled into this Donald Trump thing again, because the Anti-Defamation League, I can't even say this with a straight face, the Anti-Defamation League says that Trump needs to stop using the phrase America first. My family and my brother out there who have criticized me so for taking the position I have, please open your eyes. Do you not see the supremacy? Oh, it boggles the mind. The ADL press release shared the other day urged Trump to reconsider his use of the phrase America first. Saying, oh, I'm sorry. Saying it was used by so-called anti-Semites seeking to keep the nation out of World War II. Not three, two. That's weird. Okay. Anyway. The most noteworthy leader of the America First Committee was Charles Lindbergh, the ADL said, who was sympathized with the Nazis and whose rhetoric was characterized by anti-Semitism and offensive stereotypes. You know, I didn't get involved with Trump that much until I see the ADL taking swings at him. That's where they pull me back in. Maybe it's by design, I don't know, but I'm biting, man. That's just not cool. I don't know. Bruce and I have dedicated much of our time to really trying to illustrate the de facto, the unlawful nature of the current standing federal government. Anyway, I have no screen up here. Could you tell me who's on the line?
I am.
Oh, there's Bruce. Good. Bruce, my brother. Every time I pull myself out of this thing, they pull me back in. You know, Donald Trump it seems to be a bit of a phenomena.
And guess what I did today, Tom?
What'd you do today, brother?
I had a debate with a deputy sheriff, and I won.
God bless you. Well, that's what I'm trying to hear.
You know how I did it?
How'd you do it?
The Reconstruction Act. I proved there was no real government in America. You know how I did it?
How'd you do it?
I pointed out the Reconstruction Act is only a congressional act to create a more efficient government for 11 states, and being the other 39 states usurped under the government that was only created and authorized for the former 11 Confederate states, not them. You all showed me one state that still remains under the original government. Where did it go?
Well, they never had the authority to alter the form and alter the citizenship thereof. So anything they went from there on went off the rail of constitutional law.
I know the entire national debt, everything's a fraud based on that jurisdiction goes all the way back to Reconstruction.
Yes,
the whole entire global economy is fixing to crash, mainly because of what's happened in Washington and all the money they owe everywhere and all the squandering they've done. And all that goes back to the Reconstruction jurisdiction. So this is not just an American issue.
No.
This is a global issue because clowns in Washington, all they're screwing up, they're going to cause the whole world's economy to fall. And so therefore, America first, and none of that even matters. We have the whole planet needs to get their head together and figure out what the heck they got in Washington that's causing this mess.
Well, I can't disagree with you there, brother. Not at all. As a matter of fact, folks, just to let you all know, I didn't mention it yet live on the air. Bruce has prepared some 62-page PDF research document. If you go to resurrecttherepublic.com right now, you will find at the top of our articles list, it is called Reconstruction Replacement Government Research Documentation. Click on that. That is, now all of you are familiar with our 14th Amendment thesis on the secret constitution, which was a brief and short combining some of my stuff, some of Bruce's stuff, and what Bruce had presented, what we were presenting to Colonel Harry Riley, that we wanted to present as a recommendation or we wanted to add it as part of the redress of grievances, to restore a constitutional form of government. So, if you want the real truth, minus all of the lies that we've been told in history, just coming straight from the congressional record, and I'm gonna, you know what, Bruce, go ahead, take off from there.
That is law driven. Everything that you're pointing these people to, if they go to that page, is law driven. I spent over $800 on that myself, putting it together. I paid an employee to work for me all day long. A mother-in-law filled in for me besides her. And so I could spend a month and a half. I put 800 hours into that. It's law-driven. I don't care if you've got a sixth-grade education. It's in documents in your hand. No one's going to prove you're wrong. I don't care how many letters they have after your name. I gave Tom my word that years ago we first started studying this together. I gave you my word that, too.
Yep.
Ask Tom. Ain't nobody proved him wrong. He's got a bunch of letters after his name with a bunch of college professors and attorneys and judges, and not one of them's going to prove him wrong.
Let me tell you something. We have professors and judges and lawyers who agree with us, Bruce. One professor, such as Professor Thomas Woods, highly respected professor, and he enlightened me as to a few of the 14th Amendment usurpations that I wasn't aware of, and then I delved into it and confirmed that he was correct, that a few senators were kidnapped in one state and forced to be sat into the quorum. Now, one of the reasons why, folks, I play music like this. Hear this? Think about this for a second. You know what happens when you put a gun to someone's head and tell them to sign their name on the dotted line? You make them an offer they can't refuse.
Hey, Tom, they did the same thing to the lawfully elected state government. They kidnapped them and replaced them with puppet state government.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we've been being told lies ever since. From Hollywood, and you know, people can say who controls this, who controls that. The people that control it have said for themselves who controls it. They've admitted it themselves. And then they turn around and make a fancy little Marxist term calling you some smear word, saying when you actually say the same words that they say, that somehow you're an anti-something. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. This propaganda war that has gone on for so long has fit precisely with the need of a certain organization, Bruce. And, you know, I'm really tracing this back. And it goes back to this damn ADL. This ADL who had a young industrialist had strangled a young lady and put on trial. We're going to talk about this in a little while, maybe in the second hour, I don't know. But the long story short, he was a Jewish man, and he was guilty of the crime. He was sentenced to death, and then the governor, he commuted the sentence to life. So the crowd was so angry, they went into the jail, broke in, grabbed him, and hung him and swung him by a tree. Which was the original death sentence, I might add. But anyway, that was what formed the ADL. She was a minor, which there was some discussion of whether this was a case of pedophilia or whatever it was, but whatever the case may be, the ADL was first formed on the crime, protecting someone from a crime. Now, people all over Europe rallied to support this individual, having no idea who he was. The only reason they rallied to his support was one reason, and that was because he was of the same clan or belief system. And to me, that is irreprehensible. So anyway, Trump was criticized today, my brother. He was actually criticized for saying America first. He was accused of being an anti-Semite for proclaiming America first rather than Israel first, as if every American should proclaim another nation, regardless of what it is. I don't care if it's Israel or not, any other nation. Are we not Americans? Did we not? I have no idea what has happened to the mindset of America that they can read the founding documents and say, another nation first. Does that make any sense to you, brother?
If you're a traitor, it does.
Thank you. Thank you. That was kind of my point.
Remember what the good book says, amongst other things. It also says you know a person by their works. There you go.
It would seem that you would certainly know a person by their works. So when I think of Jeb Bush and company, I think of I just can't help it. I'm sorry.
You're making me want spaghetti, Tom.
I have some in the other room. We're in the studio. We got a little some in the bowl. Thank you, Lori. Anyway, I am still part Italian. I am Scottish, but I'm part Italian, you know. So, but you know, one of the reasons why I'm kind of playing the mafia theme song, I'm making a point here. Hollywood has portrayed an image of organized crime. They've painted the Italian and the Russian and the Yakuza. The problem is they've never painted the Rothschilds and the Goldman Sachs and company. It's always been the thuggish, greasy Italian or some semblance thereof. Now, don't get me wrong. My own family is related into mafia and some I never met. And there's some tough characters, no doubt. But they don't pull all the strings. Now, there's a couple different ways the strings are pulled in the Italian mafia. One is directly through the Vatican, through what I believe to be a Freemasonic order within. But all of these ends are meeting. They're all achieving the same objective. All achieving the same objective. Now, the one thing that you never see and you never hear of in these movies today is the real mafia. The Rothschild Mafia, the banking mafia, these criminal cartels that Andrew Jackson stood against. I mean, like I said before, Andrew Jackson was a man with, he was a complicated man. He wasn't all right, he wasn't all wrong, but he was right about the banks. And what have we done? We allowed them to come right up from within us. The 14th Amendment was only the second strike. I believe the 13th Amendment was the first. The 14th Amendment. What's that?
Which one? There's three 13th Amendment.
Well, yes. Two. Yes. You want to explain that real quick?
Well, as most Americans know, the title of nobility amendment, they can't deny it was ratified because before the process goes, the state legislator to adopt has to pass House and Senate. And we've already found in the state archives of several states where they've adopted this amendment in their constitution, including the state of Wyoming territorial constitution, 1877, had the 13th Amendment in there, the original. Now, the second 13th Amendment, you can find that under House Resolution 80. It passed House and Senate March 2nd, 1861. Lincoln supported it March 4th, 1861, in his first inaugural address to keep slavery as a state right. And be noted, just like I pointed out on that thing that Tom told y'all to go check out, the Reconstruction Replacement Government, not one Southern state has ever voted on it, not one Southern state legislator has ever adopted it. In fact, the first year of the Civil War, three Northern states, Ohio, Delaware, and Kentucky, I believe it was, ratified it. The first year of the Civil War. It was Illinois, not Kentucky, that adopted it the first year of the Civil War. Now, one Southern state legislator ever has. You would think if the whole war had something to do with keeping the South, keeping the slaves, they'd have jumped on the bandwagon and voted for the darn thing. Wouldn't you think?
I would think. Hey, we have a couple. Hey, we have a couple callers on the line, Bruce.
Oh, victims, bring them on.
No, all right. Jeff in Idaho.
Bruce, be careful what you wish. Hey, I sent your 15-minute rant with Alan on Friday to a guy that will do something with Order 100-32, Commander of the Army. All right. So if the 64-page thing is good, send me a link to it, and Lori's got something coming for you for your election run that if it's good, John Stettmuller should post it. And when you get it, you'll know what that is.
Hey,
that's all I got.
The 64-page PDF, if you go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com right now.
I looked.
Yeah, that's it. It's published on ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Right now it's the latest publish.
Right. Yeah. So, Bruce, your tirade is going in the right hands, I think. Keep it going, okay?
Amen. Keep the faith.
Okay.
We all got it. Hang together.
That's it, man. That's what we're talking about. You know, it's amazing how these two themes kind of pull each other into each other.
Hey, Tom, if all the callers are gone, if not, then we'll take some more.
No, we got another one. We got another one.
We can always discuss with the audience. Go over the... Hey, I thought it was only 34 pages. How did that thing get to 60? Is that how much of a typing I did, Tom?
I don't know, man. It's the way it went out when I tried printing it.
Oh, I had it. 34 pages.
Hey, man, it is what it is. It is what it is. I think it depends on where you try and print it out from. Now that we published it. Anyway, it's a whole other story. We got another caller. Caesar in New York.
Yeah, good evening, Tom. How are you today?
Good. How are you, brother?
Good. I'm glad that you're good. Listen, Tom, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. I know you're not going to like what I got to say.
It's okay. I can take criticism. No big deal.
Yeah, first of all, Trump is 100% for Israel. He's a Zionist, and he is all for Israel. If Barry Sotero gave Israel $5 billion, if Trump gets into office, which I doubt, he'll give him $10 billion. It's a dog and pony show. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Bread and circus.
The unseen hand of the magician. These guys that are up there in the District of Criminals cannot even prosecute Hillary. Because if they do, she'll bring them all down. Because she's probably
got so much dirt on them. I know.
It's unbelievable. If she becomes president, which I wouldn't doubt that she will become, she will make Bubba head of the UN. And my opinion means nothing. But we ain't got no republic. We ain't got no United States, and we ain't got no United States of America. They're two different entities. One is the corporation,
yep,
and one is the republic. The
yep,
two different flags. They may look the same, but
yep,
they're different. And if you look up there at the District of Criminals,
yep,
you're looking at a gold fringe flag. If you ever been in the military or was an officer like I was, you would know that that is maritime.
Military officer. I'm now honored. What is your name, sir? Caesar. Caesar,
yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you for awakening. And you know what? I don't disagree with you. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of the show, I said, you guys know how I stand on the de facto. Okay. That being said, this thing that we see that called the United States is not our government. It's not our rightful government. So that being said, I went on to make my comments about Trump. But I know he's a McLeod. You know, if you really look into it too, Hillary Rodham is also a McLeod. So they're all related, man. It's a rigged game.
Well, Tom, they're cousins, aren't they? And let me ask you something. I saw a piece, because you're very detailed and to the point, and you do your show with a lot of finesse, and you get, you know, you get your point out there. You're direct and to the point. But I saw a piece by Brother Nathaniel, which they say Brother Nathaniel is a nut job, whatever, but I'm going to
tell you. Hey, I like Brother Nathaniel.
I saw the piece he did on Brother Nathaniel, and let me tell you something. He brought Trump out into the brightest light there is. I mean, you know, it's asked and answered. There's no way you could refute what he brought out. I mean, he's got Trump at some dinner with the AIPAC or something, and he's saying that the reason why they love him is because his daughter is Jewish, his daughter's married to some billionaire, the other son is married to some Jewish.
Yes, both, I believe, his son and his daughter are both married to Jews. I believe that is correct.
Billionaire Jews, not just Jews, billionaire.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Billionaires. Now you got to realize something. These Khazarians, which you know came out of Khazaria, which were a Turkish Asiatic tribe of 13 that converted under King Bulang in 7 BC, not to offend the Islamics and the Christians, have now become the Ashkenazi, and they have. I mean, our government is there's been a coup d'état. I mean, listen, Kennedy was the last president. He was president, and look how he wound up. And a week before he was murdered, he gave a speech to the nation on the secret society. And if you listen to that speech that he gave back in 1963, everything that is said in that speech, which you can YouTube, is everything that is right now taking place before your very own eyes.
I wish I could give you an argument or something to make it more interesting for the show, but I can't really disagree with you on anything that you really say there.
Listen,
brother.
Tom, I'm an ignorant man. I don't have, you know, the knowledge that you have, but I've seen with my eyes what you cannot imagine.
Well, I've walked around Times Square in New York. It doesn't take much to, if you're really awake, it doesn't take much. But just to walk around Times Square, and man, does it smack you in the face.
Oh. New York is not what it used to be.
No. No, sir.
New York is not. I'm here in New York since 1966. We came from Florida.
Yep.
And we were originally from Europe under Francisco Franco. When Francisco Franco did he took over the military to stop the Bolsheviks from coming into Spain. That's why Franco took over. He took power.
Yep. Yep. And the Bolsheviks, how many Christians do they have at their feet in death? Millions upon millions upon millions, certainly far more than six, I might add.
Tom, let me ask you a question. How are we going to go down? This republic is gone. This is going to be the last presidency, correct?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we have a pope that's full-on Marxist now, so let's see. We have a queen who's pretty much owned by the Vatican. We have a Vatican who's pretty much completely Marxist. We have a British government who is completely in bed, created via the Rothschilds, the State of Israel and Israeli government, a completely huge New World Order force in and of its own right, who has allowed it to create nuclear weapons unchecked, uninspected, unregulated. Like you said, Kennedy, that was one of the things that Kennedy was going to peel back. In fact, he was in communication with the State of Israel, and he wanted Dimona disclosed. And they believe that that is one of the many factors that aligned against him that ended up causing his death, along with, of course, his stand against the banking system.
That in the Federal Reserve, and he had a behind-the-scenes war with the mob.
Yep. Well, the mob, see, here's the thing. You need to understand this. I want everybody to understand this. If you all out there think that the Italian mob and the Jewish mob and the ADL right into the higher recesses of government aren't completely attached, you are mistaken. They are all one and the same. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsor, Caesar. Stay on the line. Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio Broadcast.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back! Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. You know, Bruce and I have, we've done this dance for a while now. We're on a new time slot. I know we have some new listeners. I don't know if all of you out there tuning in know exactly what we're about. We try and expose the truth about history regardless of how much pain you must swallow in order to take it. So, that being said, I think it is highly important that you folks get over to resurrectherepublic.com/Reconstruction Replacement Government Research Documentation. It is the latest article that I have posted on Resurrect the Republic. We've tweeted it out. And if you really want to understand who you are, who we are, and who they are, you have to understand history. Those who do not understand history are doomed to repeat it. Those who do not understand history also allow the BLM to come all over and steal their land. Go ahead, Bruce.
And it's all free.
Yeah, free.
800 hours put it together. It don't cost you a dime. It ain't copyrighted or nothing like that. Feel free to share it. Send the link to your friends, your family, whatever. They can't call you a conspiracy theorist because it's law-driven. If you go look at it, it's just paragraphs with a link to a document that supports the paragraph. I didn't put too much my own words to it. I just tried to stick to the document.
Oh, yeah. And this, by the way, folks, this isn't about empowering white Americans. This isn't about trying to say that people should be put back in slavery. You're going to hear all these crazy accusations from people when you hear 14th Amendment stuff. We want all Americans. I don't care what tone of skin you are. Only Karl Marx cares what tone of skin you have and all of his little minions. I don't care.
The first paragraph makes clear that they could, Judge Lander H. Perez said that all the races could have been made equal with a white race. Instead of making a different citizen and a different form of government, they could have just amended the races to be the same as the white race and been done with it.
And
basically the same thing the Civil Rights Act of 1964 did with the 14th Amendment citizenship. They could have done the same thing with the original Article 4, Section 2 citizenship.
That's right.
Why didn't they? Instead of changing the government, they had no rights.
Well, of course we know why they did it. Their intention wasn't ever to free anyone anyway. It was in order to change and alter the form of government to a more neo-communist, neo-fascist form of government. We're not seeing capitalism today, my brother. This is not capitalism. What they're fighting against, even the left, you see all those Occupy Wall Street people, they're not fighting against capitalism. What they're fighting against corporate fascism is what they're fighting against. And that is not free market capitalism. See, this is how it works. They infiltrate, infest, they frustrate, then they blame the alter or the change and the failure upon the original establishment, thus collapsing it. That's what Karl Marx has sought to do, and all of his little minions like Cloward Pivens and Trotsky and all those wonderful additions to the human race. Anyway, I kind of go off on a tangent when I think about them. They kind of get me a little hot under the collar. But anyway, what Bruce was saying was absolutely correct. Our founding fathers intended you to be a citizen of your respective state, not a 10-mile square. I'd like to restrict it to 5. How about 4? Now, I guess give them the whole thing, maybe. I don't know. I could care less, but the thing is that we were supposed to be citizens of our respective state. Isn't that right, Bruce?
Yes, sir. That's what the Articles of the Confederation created. In fact, if you folks read what Tom told you to go read, I got links to the Library of Congress on most of the documents. And when you get towards the bottom of it, you'll see the Kentucky-Virginia Resolution of 1798. Click on that link, the Library of Congress tells you all about it. It goes back to the Alien Production Act of 1798. When the federal government first stepped outside this power, it was given in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1 through 17. That's why the Kentucky-Virginia Resolution is so important. It makes clear that the Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1 through 17 is the only power ever given to the federal government. It is never, ever to exceed that power. And if it does, the states not only have a right and have a duty, but an obligation to arrest that federal authority immediately.
Arrest.
Now, this was drafted by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, two very familiar names in American history, two of our founding fathers, by the way. That was adopted by the Fourth Congress, so they can't say it ain't law.
You hear what he's saying? Listen to how you've been snookered,
in the heart of
Texas. Tricked.
Back in 18,
lied to.
Hey, your state's been slacking. When have they done their job?
I don't know, brother, but I tell you what, I may have been born up north there, but I learned a thing or two. I got down here as quick as I could, you know.
I'm going to have you barbecuing before long, sir.
Those colonists said, come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can.
This is a message.
Come and take it, but we'll warn you.
Hear that?
You'll have to pry it from my cold dead
hands. Pry it from my cold dead hands. That's what you have to do. Anyway, thank you out there, you folks out there who have clicked on Resurrect the Republic. Our little globe there is lit up. There are people all over that PDF there, Bruce. All over it. I thought you'd like to know that.
It's like I said, it's not copyrighted, it's not patented. You're not going to hurt my feelings by putting it all over a bulletin board. share it, give it away, send it to your friends, family members.
Republish, repost, just as long as you know, you let them know who it came from so that it can be cross-referenced and checked, and we can argue it if somebody has any kind of an argument against it. We can argue it. So don't try and argue it for yourself.
Well, a law firm try to argue something not even as near law-driven as this. And they challenged us to a debate, and me and Tom are waiting. And we said,
waiting!
We gave him five documents. We told him we're only going to even use five documents.
That's it!
The debate. That's all they five attorneys had to get passed, one for each person to get passed. And they chickened out.
We did that in our first year on the air, bro. We did that on our first year on the air. And
I know.
And from then until now, all of those detractors, those idiots over at Right Wing Watch that wrote an article on me and all of that, you know, when you try and contact them, you try and engage them in legitimate, open, public discourse, they will not do it because they have not the facts, they have not the evidence. They cherry pick their arguments and is mostly built upon propaganda. I stand
by. Tom, there's not even an argument anymore. If you just learn half of what's on that page, nobody's going to win you in an argument. You'll make them look like idiots. I pretty much, it depends what mood I'm in. If they have a real cocky attitude, I pretty much, I ain't got no problem making them look dumb. But if they're kind of just misled, well, they all were. I believe the same thing they did at one time before I got to learning the truth, so.
Hey, look, any caller that has ever called into this show, even when they start off saying, well, I'm about to say something that you're not going to like. What do I always say, Bruce? Go ahead on. You have your right to express yourself. Go ahead and I will respond. I have no problem responding to anything. But here we have a bunch of Bar Association attorneys. Every single last one of you out there, including and not limited to my own blood. My own blood, one of the reasons why I've taken this hard stand. You folks don't even realize the pain in my life. What I've walked away from, what have actually has walked away from me because of my stance upon this. But they will not call. They will not argue. They have no argument. We have the facts that they never showed them in law school. I'm sorry about that. But you have an obligation. Your higher obligation is to your fellow countrymen, not to this association. My opinion. I don't know how you feel about that there, Bruce, but.
Yeah, they make Judge Landeridge Perez also kind of commented on that. He said that judges were also pretty much off military and law enforcement as well, but he said judges take an oath to support the Constitution, the 14th Amendment. The strikes the 14th Amendment with null. He goes on to say that judges take an oath to support the Constitution. Because the 14th Amendment serves no role for that form of government.
Well, you know, we've had, we have a lot of people that are stirred up. And we know that you're planning on making a run there in Florida. We have a lot of people stirred up this presidential race. And,
yeah, but here's the one thing you gotta think when you think about Donald Trump or anyone else running for president.
Yeah.
If the real government didn't survive the Civil War, and this we all live under the Reconstruction replacement government, all 50 states instead of just 11 that was created for, then I don't know how Trump or anyone else, even if they really had good intentions to make the Reconstruction replacement government act like the real government it replaced. I mean, that made me like me trying to act like I'm George Washington or something. I mean, I'm me. I can't be something else.
Well, you know, there's very few people out there, and I don't mean that you and I are the only ones, but there are very few people out there that will understand the meaning of about what I'm about to say. Donald Trump took a position on immigration that has been the historic opposite to what most people believe because of the so-called validity of the 14th Amendment. Donald Trump's position on immigration must stand that the 14th Amendment not only does not empower, but is not lawful. And there was a huge backlash when he first came out about his position with what his attorneys told him about the 14th Amendment. Now, I can't say because if you trace my bloodline back to Scotland, you can find attachments to the Royal Line too. So I can't sit here and say, I cannot sit here and say, someone who is based, I base my opinion on evidence, facts, if I can see them, if I can feel them, if I can read them. But I do know that this is a de facto government. I am under the impression, I'm hoping that Donald Trump is truly an outsider, which I don't really believe, but I'm hoping, like many of us are, because we're so sick of all the rest of this. No, I'm sorry, I can't do it. He's down. The speech at AIPAC just really got me. Damn it. I keep trying, though. You got to give me an A for effort out there, people.
You need an event and something to believe in.
I'm trying, man. I want, you know what? I want to put those blinders up and say, you know, okay, this is my flavor of Kool-Aid, okay. No, it, I just can't do it because I know that, that until what Bruce and I are presenting to you, until that gets remedied, there is no lawful, legitimate constitutional government. We are being run by essentially a commie fascist government.
I guess we're too old to believe in Santa.
It's just not right, man. I want to believe. I believe in a lot of his positions. I do that. I mean, I can go that far. But I kind of dig it when the ADL is attacking him. I mean, the Jews really aren't crazy about him unless that's a play. That could be a play too, dude. I don't know. What do you think?
They have controlled both sides of every situation.
They always have.
Revolution of 1789. I don't see how this would be any different. It's just history repeating itself again. It's like Albert Einstein said, definition of insanity. Just a different puppet with a different face.
Wow.
It's a little better than the last one. They're almost kind of skinnier and a little darker, but it's still a puppet. You think if they didn't do what they're told, like good little slaves, that they wouldn't get shot like JFK and there'd be another little puppet, the vice puppet will step up and if you don't do what he's told, well, guess what? I mean, they're gonna keep them in check for that Washington plantation.
Yeah, they sure are.
You know, when you start to realize it's all economic slavery, and then you start to look at Washington, D.C., and realize it does kind of look like an old southern plantation in a way with some big white pillars, you almost think that they were mocking the southern plantation slave system and made us all slaves under the same kind of image, and we're just too dumb to realize it. I mean, doesn't that Capitol look just like one of them Belvedere, come here, boys, plantations?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny that you should say that because Prince said something about this on stage with, what's his name? I forget the name of the guy that was doing the... Hold on a second. Check this out. I wanted to share this with you.
I want to go back to Jack Johnson because he's still in the back of my head. I can't get him out of my head where this conversation is concerned. Who have you felt most often like in the ring fighting the record industry? Like Jack or the opponent?
Oh, like Jack.
Like Jack?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, because I knew I was right. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about this in our very first interview and conversation together. It's obvious now that artists are supposed to own their master recordings. I mean, in the future, it'll be unconscionable to even think you can take somebody's creation and claim ownership of it. See, unfortunately...
Listen to what he's saying really carefully, Bruce, because it's going to strike a nerve with you very soon.
This discussion is going to start to barrel into a discussion about the human genome and the DNA and all the rest of it. When it gets there, then we're going to be in the deep water. Mm-hmm. See, so it's better to start the conversation now before we get into God talk, you know.
Mm. There are four songs that I want to ask you about, and I did what I have never done before, which is to actually print these lyrics out Some of them, I'm since the record is so new, I'm learning some of them. I got some of them memorized.
Who gave you the lyrics, though? I've seen some really strange rewrites of my stuff. Well, I've seen one time they said the lyrics to When Doves Cry was, dig, if you will, the picture of me, Marvin Gaye, and the kids.
Well, you know what?
And then there was another one. This person will go unnamed.
Yes.
She didn't speak the English language too good.
Right.
She had a really cute daughter, so that's why we was acquaintances.
Yeah.
But she swore up and down, Little Red Corvette was pay the rent, collect.
Yeah.
Now, hang on. Here it comes. He's coming
soon. You
know
what?
So you need to let me check that.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fast learner. So I'm not going to read none of these on the air. I'm just going to ask you about the songs and about the lyrical content. And for those who don't have the record, you can go to lotusflower.com and get it. And follow along at home, even if you're 2 or 3 days late. You can play this back and follow along. In no particular order, since we mentioned Dreamer first, tell me about Dreamer.
Well, when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us. Mm-hmm. Because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so, oh, that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online.
But now he goes on to say,
so moved,
watch this.
To write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says, I was born on the same plantation in the United States of the red, white, and blue. And we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants, you know.
Woo!
When I found out there were 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to know why
yeah!
otherwise.
I love that
just
part.
Just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks, but don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to know.
You hear that? When I found out that there were presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. He goes on to say that we are indentured servants. The only way that he would know that, by the way, we all know a little bit about Prince. He changed his name to a symbol to change his corporate identity. He knows all about 14th Amendment citizenship, folks. These are people all the way at the top that are in the know. And they can't come out right and tell you right to the public, because if they told the public and empowered them with that kind of information, oh my God, could you imagine? There you have it. Bruce, I was wanting to share that with you for a while.
Well, these dang chemtrails, I guess, do got folks fighting.
Well, it wasn't just the chemtrails. It was chemtrails. It was 14th Amendment citizenship. It was the birth certificate. It was the 13th Amendment. It was the presidents before our presidents. It was a number of things that he knew about that was just, I mean, I don't go with the whole conspiracy theory thing that he was murdered and all that. I don't subscribe and all that. But I mean, he was slamming some hardcore truth out there, some of which just right under the radar that the public out there, now our listeners that listen to our show, will understand exactly what he was saying. But the majority of the public, that whole, it feels like we live on a plantation thing, and all of that would slide right underneath their understanding. That's the problem. That's what we're trying to break through. That is what we've been fighting to break through all this time. That kind of awareness. Oh, so close too, man. I wish he would have just come out and said it. All we need is one or two people like that, you know, to be aware enough and be outspoken enough, be brave enough to say what needs to be said. That our federal government is acting far beyond for over 100 and some years outside of its constitutional capacity and authority. And we can prove it. So much for the rule of law.
And it's sad not one state has done this duty. Pursuant to the Kentucky-Virginia resolution of 1798 or their oath to support the Constitution to fix this. Now, not a lot of the smaller individuals, mayors and county commissioners or what have you, probably know this. But you can believe they know something at the top, especially them big courts, because they get people filing this stuff. They try to find one way or another to not address their issue correctly and to sweep them under the rug.
And, we have two callers still on the line, Bruce. I didn't know that.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm sorry. Caesar in New York, are you still there?
I'm here, Tom. Tom, I just wanted to say that I'll tell you how our country is finished. You've got a squatter in the White House by the name of Barry Sotero, who nobody knows who he is or what he is.
Well, the Rockefellers know who he is.
And as Joe Rivers said, we don't have, America don't have a first lady. We have our first drag queen. Michelle is 38 feet and 14 inches hard. It's over. They're in our face. It is over. It's over. And if these people don't want to realize it, and I'm not even joking or kidding around with
you. I know, dude, but it you have to admit, when the absolute absurdity of it cannot help but make some people laugh and just absolutely.
Well, the first lady giving Obama a hard time.
Don't watch what you say.
How can he stand before the admirals and the U.S. military and call Michael and I? How could that treason say before the admirals, the military, his top officers, how could that treason?
Well, I had a little conversation with one of his one of the former admirals. He was commander in chief of the Pacific Fleet, Admiral Ace Lyons. I was privileged to give a speech on a stage with him one day in Washington D.C. at Lafayette Park, across the street from Barry's house. And believe me when I tell you, brother, when I told Barry everything I thought of Barry and what we should be doing with him, it was revealed in that speech with Admiral Ace Lyons standing there listening to me. Unfortunately, somewhat of a Zionist, but it's okay. Other than that, he's got our protection in his heart, I'm sure. Anyway, we've run out of time on this hour. We'll be right back on the second hour. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. Dave, hang on.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.